This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Go with me a minute. This is Mark Helm, the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm down here in my southern studio. And I want to talk today about Netflix. I want to talk about self-storage, brand loyalty, and revenue management. So thanks for being with me. I'm Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer. The small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business in a strategic way that creates true wealth and a fulfilling career. But I was looking at a credit card statement yesterday, and I saw my Netflix charge. Now, as you know, Netflix is a monthly subscription model for streaming services. Our self-storage facility is a monthly subscription model for space. In both instances, we, the customer, give the vendor our credit card number, and once a month, they run that charge for a product or service. Customers in both instances can quit anytime they want. My Netflix charge last month was $24.23. Now, I don't remember how long I've had a subscription to Netflix, but it's been 10 years anyway. 8 years, 10 years. And I think when I started, it was around $19, $20. Today, it's $24.23. Now, the streaming services space is a very crowded space. There's a lot of streaming services I could choose from. The reality is, I don't know if I'm getting a good deal at $24.23 a month. All I know is I use Netflix a lot. I watched Receiver. I really enjoyed their Full Swing series. There's a lot of things that Netflix has that other streaming services don't have that I like. And it's just real easy. Once a month, I get a small bill. And for the most part, Netflix stays off my radar screen pretty much. Now, a little over a year ago, I rented a 10x10 at a REIT property. One, I wanted to just see what the competition was doing. Two, it's a block from one of my offices, so it just seemed like the place to rent to see what was going on in a REIT space. You can learn a lot more by being a customer very often as opposed to just reading the quarterly reports. Put the two together, you've got a lot of good information. I think it was $100, $105 when I rented my 10x10. Now it's $189. Like the streaming services space, the self-storage space is a very competitive space to be in right now. There's a lot of product out there, a lot of options people can choose from. And the revenue model that the REITs are currently using is you lower the rate, get people in your space, then raise the rates to get to what you need to get to. And it makes it hard for them to move out. Somebody's got to burn a lot of calories to move out of a 10x10 rather than the calories burned to cancel an online subscription. So, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of this revenue management model, but when I ask people who are, how high do you go, I usually get one of two answers. Answer number one is as much as they'll pay, as high as I can go without people moving out, and maybe they move out, I don't care. Answer number two is something around whatever the algorithm says. So, I know I should move out of that unit, but I'm just actually real curious to see how far the revenue management abuse is actually going to go. Now, both models, Netflix, my REIT space, have different ideas on how to manage revenue in that space. In one space, it at least, I'm not speaking for Netflix, but it occurs like that what they want to do is provide great service at as competitive cost, as much as they can get, but a competitive cost. And that what they want to do is focus on getting more people in and retention. And believe me, their retention plan is very simple. It pretty much stays off my radar screen. For under $25 a month, I've got more than I can look at. The other side is get them in, then quickly raise the rent. In fact, in this customer-centric revenue model, in other words, the longer the customer's there, the more they pay, compared to shorter customers pay less. So by being a loyal customer, I'm rewarded by paying more. Yeah, my Netflix account goes up every now and then, but it's been rare, and it's been less than $5 over a decade. That's not the case with my self-storage unit. In fact, I'm surprised if when I get my next price increase, it's not up by 15-20%. I'm just shocked if it's only 10%. That's surprising. Now, I know I'm whining, but I have a purpose for this. Now, if somebody asks me, what's a good streaming service, what do you think I'm going to say? I use Netflix and love it. If somebody asks me about this particular storage company, what do you think I'm going to say? Now, I'm going to say, I wouldn't use them. I would look for a more local operator that doesn't do dynamic pricing. My rents have doubled, almost doubled in a year. Now, the reality is that REIT doesn't care. What their job to do is to get as much money out of per customer, and then when they go, they'll bring another one in, bring them up, squeeze them, and then they'll go, and they really don't care. You know, I'm not saying it's good or bad, right or wrong, but their attention is on revenue for stockholders, not customers. And a customer-centric model, the more loyal a customer, the longer a customer stays, the more the customer pays. Think about other industries. Think about the cell phone industry. How many times have you been switch carriers because of a particular price, only to find out that's not what you're paying? How did you feel? What did you think about the company? So there's something to be said about brand loyalty, in my opinion, particularly if you're a small operator like many of us are. I'm convinced now, more than ever, that in the long run, fair pricing and having a revenue management model where customers are treated the same goes a long way towards customer loyalty, which increases the length of stay. The increase in the length of stay improves the average value per customer, which translates into value for my asset. In other words, I think fair pricing creates real value for your company and for your storage facility. And what do I mean by fair pricing? Well, in my opinion, fair pricing is where customers are treated equal. For staying in a facility longer, I'm not penalized by paying more. That doesn't mean everybody's paying the same, but it means it's not customer-centric. We do value pricing, and value pricing is based on the concept that all customers are equal, but not all units are equal. Some units are more valuable. Units closer to the gate, closer to the office, those 10x10s, 5x5s, you pay more for those. But the customers are equal. Yes, I run move-in specials, but as quickly as possible, I'm getting those people up to what everyone else is paying. And I'm not having a price increase simply because somebody's been there 6 months or 3 months. If my street rate is $150 for a climate control 10x10, unless it's one of the value enhanced units where the customer selects to upgrade, not me. Now, if you're in a market with a lot of REITs and a lot of dynamic pricing going on, it can be scary being higher than what one of these REITs are down the street. But that's where marketing and education of the consumer comes in. It doesn't take long. We've interviewed customers who've come from those environments where they're having the price increase, and those videos are on our homepage website. And we advertise and market, and sometimes we'll even hold people's rates for 6 months, a year, if we need to get them in. Because I believe I would want, if I was a customer, that's how I would want to be treated. So in our fair pricing model, customers are treated equally, and some units are worth more than other units. Some 10x10s are worth more than other 10x10s. Call me old-fashioned, and I am. I think transparency and being treated the way I would want to be treated as a customer goes a long way. Now, with the customer abuse I'm experiencing in this REIT-owned property continues, it would not surprise me one bit to have regulations, which no one wants, coming into our industry regulating what price increases can be. It's already happened in the late fee space in self-storage. At one time, state by state, there was no definition of what a late fee is. One storage facility might have a percentage of the rent. Another storage facility would have a daily late fee of $1, $2, $4 a day. I've seen, what happened was customer complaint came in, courts stepped in, and state by state, what is a late fee for the self-storage space started getting regulated because of the abuse as owners we inflicted upon our customers. It was not uncommon to have daily late fees that within a month to 6 weeks were double, equal or double in some cases to what the actual monthly rent was. I think usury was the word many of the courts used for our industry's self-storage late fee plans that we inflicted upon our customer base. Same thing's going to happen if we don't get a control as an industry on this customer-centric revenue management model that, in my opinion, totally abuses customers. So, that's just my thoughts today as I sit here working and playing in Florida. And I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on this. Am I too naive? I'm interested especially if you disagree. What are your revenue management models? What are your revenue management models going to be? Let me know. I'm very interested in this. Thanks for letting me vent. Share your thoughts and really think through. Just don't go with dynamic pricing because everyone else is going through it. Really think what you want to create for your company. And I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.